we're celebrating absolutely skyrocketing examination results. So that's just wonderful for us, absolutely marvellous. And our Year 6 pupils particularly, their results in reading, writing and mathematics, particularly at the higher standard, have been absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, so we're obviously delighted with that. In fact, it's so at national level, 9% of children have achieved that highest standard in reading, writing, and maths. But at Knowlmead, that's 27%. So, you know, that's a quarter of our children. We're absolutely delighted, and that really it matches some of the fantastic results we've seen across the school, actually, with reception, Year 1 and Year 2 as well. So
the results are markedly better. They're the best results the school has ever had. So that's a complete change for the school, and really making sure that all of our results are either surpassing or in line with national averages is absolutely superb.
I was saying there's probably a few key factors. I think one of them is that the hard work and dedication from the staff, first and foremost, and just how well they know the children. So a lot of the extra support that's been put into place has been really, really carefully targeted. The children themselves have just been amazing. They've worked so hard, you know, coming in early for extra sessions, staying after school for extra booster sessions, requesting extra homework. They've been amazing. And also the support from the parents too. I think that combination of factors has been instrumental.
Okay, so Knowlmead is a one-form entry primary school, and we have 240 children on roll. We also have two specialist provisions, which means we have at the moment 12 hearing impaired children who are looked after with us, but they access our normal classes and they have specialist support with them all the time. But we also have two ASD provisions for children, and seven children in each of those provisions at the moment, and they access a number of activities, for example coming to assemblies with us, trips and visits and journeys they come out with us, and where they can on some, for example, PE lessons, they'll access the curriculum as well. So it's a very harmonious, calm, wonderful community, and it's actually a real joy to be there with the children. So the Coombe Trust actually was asked to take over looking after Knowlmead in 2014. So it was my job with the executive head teacher, Mrs. Walls, to go in and help work with the staff and actually improve the school. And what we've been able to do, obviously we've been able to support classroom teaching, but because the Coombe Trust obviously has is very established, it means that we've got lots of support in the background, for example, directors of health and safety, directors of premises, for ICT. So it means that really the teachers can actually focus on teaching while they're at Knowlmead.
We're so proud of everything that goes on within the school. I mean, we've obviously talked about how proud we are of the results, but there's also that extracurricular side of things too. So, for example, yesterday I was at the Year 5 and 6 production, and it was just fantastic. They were just brilliant. The singing, the dancing, the choreography, it was just amazing. And other opportunities as well. So we've the number of children participating in representing the school, participating in sports as well, going out and competing against other schools, that's doubled in the last year. So we're a school that offers all of those, you know, the wider extracurricular opportunities, as well as, you know, having high standards academically as well.
Yeah, and also in terms of our early years reception Year 1 results as well, they've also been outstanding. So again, parents know that their children can come to Knowlmead and their children can start in nursery, they can go right through to Year 6, and they know that they're going to get an excellent quality of education, with a balance of actually making sure those extracurricular activities are in place, because I think we really do feel it's important that while obviously those exams, we have to get those results, but you know, we're very close to London, and so we take the children to places such as the National Portrait Gallery. It means they can have a talk by an art historian, and we've had groups have this year, and that's been absolutely wonderful. We've got Hampton Court on our doorstep, you know, opportunities to take the children out on doing high ropes activities, team building things. So all of those things are very important. And I think also that actually does encourage our staff to stay with us, because it means that, you know, we're not just focused. We're not an exam factory. The children have to do well, of course they do. But it's having that balance and having those opportunities to sing and dance and really flourish as a little person.